If state legislators took one clear message from last fall's gubernatorial election, it was give it back, as in candidate Jesse Ventura's call to return the budget surplus to taxpayers. The politicians have assumed the overwhelming majority of Minnesotans want a rebate, and they've been doing what they can to deliver one. But a new NPR Pioneer Press poll suggests public ambivalence over the rebate issue.
I could go either way on it. Really don't make that much difference to me.
John Ring in Little Falls was one of the 49% of poll respondents who said the state should put a big portion of the tax surplus into schools, highways, and other purposes. Ring says schools especially deserve the extra money, but he adds this caveat.
If they spend it foolishly, give us our damn money back.
Just 42% of respondents said the legislature should send the whole surplus back as a tax rebate. St. Paul State Representative Andy Dawkins welcomed the poll results, saying he hopes the numbers will give his DFL caucus the backbone, in his words, to push for more surplus money for social programs.
I have felt all this whole session that we've never taken the time to at least pause and think about, should we be talking about surpluses and rebates when we've still got waiting lists for sliding fee child care, when we still have waiting lists for cleaning up polluted lands, when we still have waiting lists for affordable housing, and so on.
DFL leaders are not about to back off their support for tax rebates. House DFL leader Tom Pugh says the split poll numbers come as a surprise to him, but as far as he's concerned, the debate on this issue is over. The House and Senate both passed rebate legislation 2 months ago, although differences between their bills have trapped the rebates in conference committee limbo. Poll respondents sent a clearer message on the question of how to use the so-called one-time money in the state's tobacco settlement, the $1.3 billion Democrats and Governor Ventura want to put into special endowments to benefit anti-smoking programs, medical research, and social programs. 72% of respondents favor the endowments, while 23% support using the money for tax relief. Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe calls the poll results an endorsement of the idea that the one-time money should be set aside.
I think the notion of creating endowments, not spending the money, not rebating the money, but putting the money aside to improve the public health of this state, to use those interest earning off the endowments to keep kids from smoking, smoking prevention, medical education and research, improving families. That's what people want us to do.
House Republicans have been fighting a lonesome battle against the governor and the Senate to use the tobacco money for tax rebates. They're hoping to encourage public skepticism about the endowments, the kind of skepticism displayed by Jesse Anderson, a retiree in Brainerd, who told poll takers she did not support tobacco endowments.
I don't think they're going to stop anyone from smoking anyway. They might as well give it back to the taxpayers if they don't have anything better to do with it, which they don't seem to have. Because people are going to smoke if they want to.
House Republican Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says he thinks Minnesotans will change their minds about the endowments.
We have found when you tell voters, hey, did you know that the court has already ordered $200 million and Blue Cross is going to, Blue Shield is going to spend already $300 million on top of what the court ordered for tobacco cessation research, do you really want to spend more than $500 million on that in the coming years? And when you give voters that information, they tend to say no. Let's pull back and see how that money's already going to be spent.
In the poll's third budget-related question, respondents were divided about which kind of tax cut they would prefer. 32% say they wanted a cut in property taxes. 30% said a cut in income taxes. 21% said sales taxes. And 15% said they'd prefer a reduction in state fees, such as car tabs. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.